Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzzed Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Kristen, her mom.
And we're going to be covering The Good Place Season 2, Episode 9, Best Self, and Season 2, Episode 10, Rhonda, Diana, Jake, and Trent. Not Trevor.
Not Trevor. Natalie really wanted it to be Trevor, kind of a thing. But yeah,
lots of Trevor.
It was not, but we do have disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. There will be spoilers for this show. You need to be watching the show, people, because it is like changing platforms soon, so you might want to catch it while you can. And we are having things to drink. What are you having right now?
I had earlier a frozen strawberry margarita.
Ooh, she's feeling good, people.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It was rather strong.
I
could taste the tequila.
No,
it's one of those
margaritas.
Well, I'm aware of that, but sometimes margaritas are more mixed than marg and... Yeah.
So we have learned how to make a margarita, and I believe it is a 2-2-1 mixture.
Yes.
And so, yeah. But anyway, no. I had a regular.
No, it's a 2-1-1.
I had a rocks margarita. It's a raspberry rocks margarita. And it's good. Yeah, it was good. Whatever. Well, it's good.
It is good.
All right. So let's get started.
Season 2, episode 9, Best Self. The humans and Michael and Janet are left alone in the broken neighborhood.
To think about how they're going to get to the good place. And Jason thinks they're going to ride up to the sky.
And he's like, shotgun his left nipple.
He's so funny.
Getting to the good place isn't as easy because there is no train. And Michael... says he needs a few days to make a special transport there. But he's like, oh, no. They're like, no, we kind of need to do it now. And so he brings down a hot air balloon made of gold. Gold!
Gold.
And they are having one last fro-yo talking about what the good place would be like. And he hopes that soulmates are real, but he feels bad for saying that in front of Eleanor. So, but he's like, oh, but...
gets a soulmate. Oh, it's funny. But
the balloon will only...
But no, it's cute. So each of them describes what they expect the good place to be. And Eleanor wants it to be Hawaii with Mai Tais and all this stuff. Tahani wants it to be, you know, like a big, lovely home. But each of us gets one.
And I get a boat.
Jason wants froyo, even though it's like it was froyo causing diarrhea, and he's like, I should have known by the diarrhea this was not the good place.
Yeah.
And Chini wants a big library and a soulmate, and it's cute.
The balloon will only allow those who have had a self-realization and have self-actualized.
They're their best
are
self.
The best, yes, the best version of themselves, and they have their souls weighed. All but Chidi get in because Chidi is concerned. He talks about how he doesn't know which version of himself from the many reboots is the best version, because he obviously became so certain in the version that he saw on the VHS tape, and so maybe that was the best version. And then, but Eleanor's just like, listen, like
it doesn't.
They're
matter.
All you. It's all of that's inside you, so it shouldn't matter.
Well, what she also says is that you've made all of us better.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, that means that you are making yourself better in the process of making us better. So,
yeah. Petey tries again, and he gets through, but Eleanor fails this time because she's concerned about what Chidi said and how her VHS self is a better version. She asks Michael about her and Chidi's relationship from that version. He explains a really cute love story where, like, by the lake, they had their first kiss. They figured out that they really loved each other when she, like, before Chidi even sneezed, she handed him a tissue or something. It's the cutest thing. Michael explains that, and then Tahani wants to go ahead and go when... which makes her fail the way in for her soul. Because she's like, damn it. Tahani.
She keeps asking, like privileged woman. So, yeah.
Eleanor tells Janet to talk to Jason about her feelings because Janet, who should have, like, no problem getting on this balloon, is like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And then she's like, well, you haven't completely figured out your stuff with Jason. And then she's like, no, but I should be the best version of myself regardless. And I keep rebooting. It's fine.
She breaks the scale.
Yeah. Michael then tells them that the balloon is fake, and he doesn't know how to get into the good place, and he was trying to buy time to figure it out. He says the only way to get in is to be good, a good person on Earth, and he earned the error, learned, sorry, the error of his ways through ethics, and those lessons really did help him. Sean eventually figures things out.
Does he? No. He
what? Really. Why did I write that down?
I don't know. Does he? Not? He does not.
He does not.
Jason is telling some story. He's like, well, long story short, it was all a dream. Eleanor admits that she has feelings for Chidi. And Chidi then says that his brain is like a constant fork in a garbage disposal, that sound. Mm-hmm. And he's like, my brain is like that all the time. He's like, you know, things might have been different for us if we had met in some normal way, like at a philosophy conference, or you're in my philosophy class, or and Eleanor's like, this is how you think people meet. That's not a thing. They all give a champagne toast to each other.
Well, Tahani tells Jason that they should break up so that they can stop, so she can stop relying on others for her sense of self worth. Yeah, and long story short, it was all a dream.
Yeah,
but yeah. They make a final toast. I'm sorry. I was so distracted by the fact that I wrote that down that Sean figures everything out.
Like, he did not.
What do you mean, Natalie?
He did not.
Why did I write that down? They have a final toast to everyone, including Michael, for being a better version of himself.
Except that it's like not really a final toast. So Eleanor says that the greatest thing that you can do is try to be your best. And they give Michael a human starter kit and it's got all kinds of goofy stuff in it.
Keys to lose.
And yeah. They dance into the night, they dance the Unforgettable, that
slow dance. It's very cute.
There's a message like that after the night is they've been like kind of partying all night, picnicking and all this stuff. There's a message from Sean saying that we're gonna get round up the humans and torture them, and we're almost there or whatever. So Jason, it says
think about what their bad place will be, and Jason says no. He's at a Skrillex concert with no beat drop. Eleanor is forever camping, and then Chidi says, "I'm pretty good at making every place I go to my personal hell." Felt, dude.
Yeah.
Tahani's like the Alps in the off season.
Yeah. Tahani will run the place.
Tahani then has a realization that they should talk to the judge who's in charge of the good and the bad place, because obviously Mindy Sinclair was able to get a ruling on that stuff. So there must be somebody who's a neutral party, and they can't get to the portal because they'd have to go through the bad place and convince the judge to hear their case and win. But Eleanor says they should do it.
Yeah, let's go for it. Michael says, we're going to do the ultimate human thing. We're going to do something with a ton of unearned confidence and fail spectacularly. It's like, oh yeah.
Chidi and Eleanor say goodbye to the house. Michael
marbleizes the bad Janet too. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, that's
who arrived at the train. Yes. And they are on their way to the actual bad place.
Yeah. And their good place is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the episode.
It hasn't been completely deleted, but yeah.
Yeah. So what were your best parts?
Chidi. I'm able to make everywhere my personal hell.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
It is very funny.
Eleanor for, again, self-actualizing in many ways. I like that. And I also love hearing about Chidi and Eleanor's other reboots love story. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Michael. I love Michael. Yeah. I like him being an honorary human. It's very sweet. Jason, ultimate shotgun, being the top of a hot air balloon is very funny. And Optimus Prime's left nipple.
He's hilarious.
Hysterical. It's very
so
funny.
So funny. Yes. For me, it was Eleanor, Chidi, Jason. I think it's super funny. Janet, I really liked in this too. And, because she gets so confused. And Michael, I think, is great. What were your worst parts?
Tahani.
Yeah. It's always Tahani.
It's always Tahani. She does have a good idea, though.
She does. That, let's go to the manager. It is a good idea. What grade did you give this episode?
B plus B.
I gave it a B. It's
a B.
Good. It's not amazing. I think, there are some things that get stretched out, like this whole party sequence that goes on way too long.
Yeah, but I do like them slow dancing. It's very sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little
like Jason's slow dances with Janet.
It's a little bit montage-y for me, but still.
You hate a montage, I know.
I do.
I mean, I hate a pointless montage, and this felt a little pointless to me. So let's go on to season two, episode 10. Rhonda, Diana, Jake, and Trent, not
Trent.
Trevor.
Trent.
They are on their way to I need to find a, I need to find a gif of that so that I can send that to you in the middle of the day randomly. They we'll get to that in a second.
Yes, we will.
They are on their way to the bad place. Eleanor talks to Chidi about their fears about the insane plan. Apparently, the judge exists in a neutral zone in between the good and the bad place.
Love so much about this, though, the descriptions, and there's so many one-off lines that you really just can't keep up with it. But Michael is explaining the plan, and Janet's like, "I'm luggage."
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
The judge exists in a neutral zone. The portal is in the middle of the Bad Place HQ, and Michael has a pin that lets him through, but then he needs to get pins for them. They
But
have.
Janet's luggage, and she doesn't need a pin.
Yes. They have disguises that make them look like they're in a film noir from the 1930s. They have aliases as well. Eleanor's Diana, which was her fake ID name. Tahani is Rhonda, who has a very convincing American accent.
It is amazing. This actress, we might have been complaining about Tahani as a character, but wow, is
Oh
it
no, the
quite a
actress is
performance. She
fantastic.
is. She's amazing.
I think it's Jamila Jamil.
Yeah.
And then we've got Jason, who instead he can't be Blake Bortles, so he's Jake Jordles.
He's too
Chidi
funny.
feels like he can't lie because of ethics and all that stuff. And now they can curse, so Eleanor's like
Yay.
really
She's
feeling
like,
good.
I miss that so much. But
She's
she.
annoyed that he won't lie, but he's just like, no, but it's the ethics of the situation. She's like, okay, whatever.
Well, no, what she explains to him,
No,
though.
that's later.
Oh, okay. All right. So.
Janet is disguised as bad Janet, and her and Jason are flirting a little bit. Like he's like,
Yeah.
you look hot. And she's like, thanks.
Yeah, sexy, bad Janet.
They practice
Well,
Janet being bad.
yeah, it's funny. So Tahani keeps testing Janet. Like, give me a glass of water. And she's like, and she gives it to her. It's like, no, bad Janet would not. So they keep having to practice, and she's really struggling. Janet's just really struggling with it.
They arrive at the bad place where a Pirates of the Caribbean 6 poster says playing everywhere forever. It's so fucking funny. I just
Grandma got
noticed
run over
it.
by a
So funny.
reindeer.
They
Too
go to the
funny.
Museum of Human Misery and Michael tells them to stay there. And Eleanor's like, hey, stay safe. And he's like, oh, okay. He
Yeah.
likes that he's being included in that.
I love this. They're at the torture museum, and Jason's like, "Oh, is there a gift shop?" And Mike's like,
It's
"Yeah,
the
of course.
bad
It's
place.
hell.
Of
Of course,
course,
there's
there's
a
a
gift
gift
shop."
shop. They look at different exhibits of people's small bad things that they
Low
got
grade
tortured
crappiness. Yeah,
for.
low grade crappiness, like flossing in an open plan office.
Saying, I need a vacation from my vacation. There is an event being held at the museum they weren't aware of, so they're like freaking out a little bit because they were going to lay low.
Bad Janet comes in because they're going to be setting up bars and stuff like that.
Yes. Michael talks to Sean with and they spray some Axe body spray that smells
Hilarious.
like what it feels like to watch the Transformers movies. It's
It
very funny.
is
There's a joke
hilarious.
later that I will forget about where Eleanor is just like, why do you smell loud and confusing?
Yeah.
Michael tries to casually get the pins and go to the judge, but Sean has other plans for the humans. Eleanor tells Chidi to just stay silent and let Jake Jordles do all the talking. Chidi is somehow mistaken for a guy named Trent.
Right, and some guy comes up and he like daps him like, "Oh, hey, how's it going, man?"
And he apparently is in charge of toxic masculinity.
The guy,
The guy is.
not Trent.
Jason blends in really easily. He like
Ball
ball
taps him.
taps the
It's so
guy.
wild.
They ask about, quote, Trent's experience with torture because one of their bad place buddies is having trouble torturing a guy. But Chibi's freaking out. Tawny's really good at blending
She's
in.
great at lying. She says it's because she's been hanging out so much with Johnny Depp, but she name drops, and as Eleanor points out later, she's like, she
Even
name
angels
drops
in
even
hell.
hell. So Eleanor,
Eleanor asked Janet to look into what the event is for in the first place. Then Sean.
Sean has a black ops team, and there's this whole boardroom basically where they're going to go and get the humans from the
for Mindy Sinclair's. And that's illegal, as Michael points out. But it's like, yeah, we don't care about law. We're the bad place people. Ha, ha, ha. And the group all laughs. The neighborhood apparently has been made a part of the museum. And that's what they're there for, is this opening. Is like there's going to be a new part of the museum.
A new exhibit, yes. Yeah. Petey talks to Eleanor about the predicament he's in, and Eleanor says lying is ethical in this situation because she read ahead on her own about moral particularism.
There are no fixed rules.
Yeah, there's no absolute rule. And you get to pick your morals based on the situation. Janet finds out about the exhibit, and she's like, oh, no. Sean is upset. Well, also, Chidi's like, I'm so proud of you for knowing moral particularism. And she's like, that's what you're thinking about? No.
Yeah, that's not the point here. But they go to open the exhibit, and there are all of these animatronics of the four of them. And they're all kind of freaking out because they're like, oh, they're going to recognize us. This is bad. But they are very, very funny, the animatronics are. Mindy is having sex with Derek, and you hear a bunch of wind chimes going off when we get back to the boardroom, and they're tuning in on this Black Ops operation. You hear all the stuff that's going on. The four humans, however, are not there, and they turn to Michael, but Michael has already escaped from the boardroom, and he's running. Sean sends out teams to look for Michael to various departments of hell, which include children's dance recitals through IKEA. It's like, it's really funny. Cheney recommends is talking to these guys about how to torture this very difficult
person. And he has like books.
Yeah, there was lots of people.
And he's like, there was this chick who I had to crack, and I just gave her books because she hated books. And then the guys are just like, I don't know if this guy is all that. And Chidi just is like, yeah, no, you're right, I fucking suck. And then he ball taps the guy, and he goes, ha, that's what you get for crushing credits. And he says it just like that. He does the fucking R roll. It's so fucking funny. I died laughing.
Hilarious.
Janet tries to warn the four before the exhibit gets unveiled, but it gets unveiled first, and it's all four of them as interactive robots talking about their deepest, darkest insecurities. And they're so extremely funny. Accurate.
And so, like, they're starting to panic because people are like, doesn't that look like our man Trent? Because the Chidi robot obviously is like Chidi. And so Jason's like, well, we only have one option now. He makes a Molotov cocktail, throws it, and yells, Jortles.
And Jortles instead of Bortles, which I fucking love. I remember watching that for the first time, dying, like, on the floor laughing. Like, that's, like, anytime Jason throws a Molotov cocktail is the funniest shit to me. Like, he's just the most incompetent human being there's ever been. And yet, he just keeps doing it.
It's so funny. So, they flee, they are heading. Michael kind of leads them to where the portal would be, and so
he has the jackets with the pins on them. So,
but they don't have enough pins.
Eleanor doesn't have a pin, and so Michael does.
And he pushes, like, he sends, like, Chidi. Well, first he sends Tahani through. Of course, Tahani thinks she should be going first anyway. So Tahani goes, Chidi goes. Jason jumps in and says portals instead of jortles or bortles. It's very funny. Portals! And Eleanor's saying, like, no, you need to go. Michael, she's telling you understand how these things work. You need to go. I belong here anyway, whatever. And he says, this is the real answer to the trolley problem.
It's sacrifice yourself.
Sacrifice yourself. And he puts his pin on her and pushes her in. And she's like, no! And then he
pushes her through.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode.
What were your best parts of this episode?
Michael. Yeah. That is so sweet. Go, man. That's adorable. Eleanor. I love Eleanor. I love her talking about moral particularism with Chidi and how she's, like, being very sweet and encouraging and all that stuff. Chidi. Trent!
I feel like all of the main cast in this Janet. Are really good. They're just
so
really
funny. Yeah. Derek.
Even Tahani's good.
Is Derek in this? Derek's not in this. Why did I write down Derek? I guess I meant Tahani.
Yeah, Tahani's really funny in this.
Tahani is very funny in this because she's like acting like a normal fucking human being.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So I would say all of the main cast are great in this. What are your worst parts?
Sean.
Yeah, Sean and the Demons.
Yeah.
Sean and the Demons suck. What grade did you give this one?
A.
I gave it an A, it's too. So I funny. Really love this
episode. I did remember parts of this episode, and I don't remember
the subtleties of it. I just remember like
images. When I was talking to you off podcast about what I remembered from the show, and I recently looked back at the descriptions of each episode or like that Netflix gives you, which are not usually that descriptive. I was a lot of it was coming back to me, but up until now I hadn't been looking at that, and so I hadn't remembered exactly what happened, but I did remember them going to the bad place briefly, and I was like, oh well, I remember them being at like an event or something, but I didn't remember anything. But oh my god,
that's really funny.
This is so fucking funny.
And so cute, like everybody like being a tiny bit out of character but still in character.
It makes a lot like even
it's on like a play within a play
character. Yeah, you know, even on that. The train I do even on the train when they're like talking about their different aliases and characters, Michael's like, wow, you guys are really good at this, and they're just like, we've been lying for a while. Like, it's not even just like for your purposes, but for like just because in I life. Didn't be- I well that and I didn't belong in the good place at all, and so I've been lying this during every reboot, so I mean, like, I'm used to this shit. And obviously Chidi's the only one who's not prepared for it, but I do love Chidi being such an awkward man child and him just being like, that's what you get for questioning Trent. So really very, very fucking cute. Funny.
This whole thing's adorable. It was a great episode. And it's again one of those reasons why you watch this show, because there you do get that there is an answer to the trolley problem, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is part of what is great about this show. It makes you think, but it makes you think in a fun, relatable way. So we're looking forward to sharing some more of The Good Place. We hope that you join us. And
cheers.